Today on the podcast, I have a somewhat unusual guest for you. And I say somewhat unusual because most of the time when I bring people on to interview them, they are either photographers or they work directly within the photography industry. Today's guest is named Lachlan Shum. And although he is not a photographer and has no official history in the photography business, he has been studying it from a business perspective over the last 3 years as he has developed his company called Focal. Focal is an online marketplace that he is trying to build to help connect photographers with end users, clients, and he comes to it with kind of an interesting perspective. And this is one of those podcast guests that I was pretty skeptical about at first, to be honest. And actually, he would tell you that we got on the phone before our recording and I pretty much straight out told him, look, I'm really protective of my audience. And there are a lot of entrepreneurs out there or companies out there who would take advantage of the fact that, you know, a lot of us are small, often kind of undereducated business people in the entrepreneurial space. And I, you know, I've seen other online marketplaces really kind of take advantage of photographers in the interest of serving the clients. And I understand that from an economic perspective, and I understand it from a business perspective, but my goal here, as you all know, is to help photographers run profitable, sustainable businesses that they love. And so I'm only interested in talking to people who also have that in mind. But by the time that Lachlan and I sort of finished up our pre-podcast chat, I felt really good about the fact that this is a person who is genuinely trying to provide a solution that helps photographers. So I'm excited to bring you this conversation today because the other nice thing is that we're getting kind of an outsider's perspective. We are getting the voice of someone who started looking into photography because he wanted to purchase photography, and it was his frustration with that process that actually launched this idea for a business. So I think there is a lot to learn here. He provides lots of really great little tidbits of information, and I hope you enjoy our conversation.
Welcome to This Can't Be That Hard. My name is Anami Tonkin, and I help photographers run profitable, sustainable businesses that they love. Each week on the podcast, I cover simple, actionable strategies and systems that photographers at every level of experience can use to earn more money in a more sustainable way. Running a photography business doesn't have to be that hard. You can do it, and I can show you how.
Hey, Lachlan, it is so great to have you on This Can't Be That Hard. How are you today?
I'm good. I really appreciate you having me, and I'm looking forward to our chat.
I am looking forward to it too. Now, in the interest of full disclosure, I always say hi at the beginning, but it's not the beginning. It's never the beginning. We've been chatting for the past few minutes because this episode is going to be a little bit different from what my normal episodes are. So I think rather than give too much preamble here, I would love to have you kind of jump in and tell our listeners who you are, where you are, and a little bit more about you.
Sure. Yeah. My name's Lachlan. I'm the CEO of Focal, and I'm coming to you from Victoria, Canada. And Focal is a marketplace designed to help clients and photographers connect. And we really put an emphasis on building a platform that's great for photographers that helps them in their whole business, not just getting them clients. So I'm looking forward to chatting a little bit of business and sales today and hoping I can provide some juicy value.
Yeah. Well, I mean, these guys are used to me spouting off at the mouth about all things business. But what was really exciting to me about the potential to talk to you is the fact that you come to this from a non-photography background. I feel like most people who come from business backgrounds look at the whole photography industry and they're like, wow, that looks like a hot mess. I'm going to steer very clear of that. But you were, as I understand it, in business school, and tell me more. So I'm going to stop.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. So actually in business school when I tried to book a photographer myself, and I was like, wow, this is a hot mess, essentially. I was actually out in Banff, Canada with my partner, and it was our anniversary, and I got this idea because I'm a sappy guy that I'd love to get some photos that I can, you know, maybe scrapbook later. And so pretty last minute, I did what most people do. I went on Google and I typed in Banff couples photographers that had like 25 Chrome tabs open. And I was like trying to figure out, how do you even book somebody and what do they offer and how much is it going to cost me? And after like 3 to 4 hours, I think I just gave up because I was frustrated trying to email people and wait for them to get back to me. And it was really sad because we didn't get the photos that I would have wanted from that trip. And it kind of got me really interested in the whole booking process of photographers. How does one even book a photographer? And so I was studying entrepreneurship at the time. So I really started to investigate this problem. And coming from a sales background too, I thought it was, I think, really interesting. But it's been a huge learning process for me. It's like you said, I came in from a business background. I've had no experience in photography and I'm still learning all the time. So I hope I can, you know, speak a little bit from my experience and share some tidbits of what I've learned along the way. But
yeah, well, you create sort of an interesting puzzle piece for most of my listeners who hopefully at this point have some business knowledge, but many of us, myself included, I have a nursing background, came to photography with little to no business understanding. So you had the business piece, but not the photography, you know, the understanding of the photography side. And then, you know, many of us come to it with the opposite, where it's like, we know how to use a camera, we know how to interact with people and all that sort of stuff. But when it comes to the booking and pricing and like, how do you run a customer experience that will get people to leave you good reviews and all that sort of stuff, it can be not only confusing, but overwhelming, and ultimately can sink the ship for some people. So tell me what the problem was that you initially set out to solve.
Yeah. So the problem was, you know, as a customer, like, how do I even know what a photographer is offering, and how can I see what the value is in one photographer over another? And I think, for me, what happened was when we first created the marketplace, you know, I started talking with lots of photographers, asking them if they'd like to sign up. And I knew nothing about what I was doing at this point. But it was really interesting as I got to know some of these photographers. I'll share a story about one of the first photographers we started to work with. Her name was Kristen. And when I met her, she'd actually moved from the East Coast of Canada all the way to the West Coast of Canada. And I remember like the first time I went to one of her shoots, and what blew me away about it was, you know, everything that goes into, she was doing a newborn shoot, and I came to the shoot, went into the studio, and the first thing that like hit me was like, it was like scorching hot in the studio. It was warm and there was soft music playing and there's all these props on the wall. And I was just kind of being the fly on the wall, seeing how this all plays out. And just immediately from the second she took the baby, you could just tell how experienced she was. And she's like the baby whisperer, like shushing the baby to sleep. And you could see the parents relax and they got to sit down on the couch and have a coffee. And they could just tell that this person's, you know, got their baby and she's going to take care of them. And what I found so interesting about this whole experience was that, like, when I go on Kristen's website or I try to learn about her like online or on her social media, I guess at face value, everything that I can see from a sales standpoint that she offers is just, you know, X price at X number of photos. And here's this like amazing experience that this person is providing. And I was like, where is this? Why don't I get to see that as a customer when I go to your website? Or why can't I understand that? And that's really, I guess, the problem that I was trying to solve is like, I met so many photographers and each of them provide such a different experience. And I was like, you know, how can we bring that into their marketing, into their website, into their sales process, so that, you know, it can help them book more clients.
Mm-hmm. So I'm guessing, I'm making notes because I'm so curious about this whole thing. I'm guessing that at your initial idea for the business Do you ever listen to that podcast, How I Built This?
I love that podcast.
Yeah, me too. So I love how businesses are never what they started out as.
Set out to be.
Never, ever. But anyway, so, you know, I'm sure that when you first had this experience on your end, you were necessarily thinking about it from the customer side of things. Like, it is very frustrating to open 1,000 Chrome tabs and try and compare apples to oranges. And, no, you know, this person has all their pricing. This person has no pricing. I have no idea what, you know, why this person costs $1,000 and this person costs $100. So I agree with you. I think that those are all really difficult things. So when was it that you started thinking, I mean, when and why was it that you started thinking about, like, okay, great, so we can make this easier for the customer, but, you know, what was it that started making you think about, well, how do we make this better for the photographer? Is that just sort of a byproduct of trying to make everybody happy, or was there, I don't know.
Yeah, for sure. How can we make it better for the photographer? Well, I think, you know, this is something that a lot of photographers struggle with. It's like they are artists first and not salespeople. And whereas I was coming from a sales background, and, you know, I guess I could tell you a little bit of about that. And, you know, I was actually in RV sales before I started Focal. And, you know, one of the, this is a silly like sales trick, but what we used to do is, you know, I'd be in an RV with a client and I would just do this crazy thing where I just like punched like the roof really hard and kind of shock them, and they'd be like, oh, you know, why'd you do that? And I would kind of explain that, like, you know, the reason I do that is to show you how structurally sound the roofs are of our RVs, because when you go down the street to the other dealership, you know, they might be $10,000 cheaper, but go and punch the roof and you might be paying for it because your hand went through. And I think it's important to, as a photographer, like you're pointing out, it's like conveying everything that goes into the shoot and how it benefits the customer, because otherwise they can only see what there is at that face value. It's like they can see your photos, they can see the prices, and if all they have to go on is prices and number of photos, then that's how they'll value it. But if they start understanding, okay, like, this photographer maybe has worked with hundreds of newborns before, and when I come into the studio, it's gonna be warm, she knows how to keep my baby asleep and handle newborn safety and these sort of things, then, you know, when I go down and look at the next newborn photographer, I'm going to say, hey, does this person have the same amount of experience as the other photographer I was looking at? Does she talk about newborn safety? You know, is her studio going to be comfortable for my baby? And then as a customer, you can start to learn the value, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, and make an educated decision that's based on what you value.
Absolutely.
I mean, maybe you're a price shopper, but maybe you care more that somebody is going to provide a really relaxing experience for you. Or, you know, maybe you need confidence that someone has 10 years of experience working with newborns, or whatever the case may be.
Hang on, guys. I have a quick message for you. If you have ever listened to this podcast and wondered how I got to be a podcast host, how I became this educator in the photography industry, where really I'm just a family photographer based in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, kind of doing my own thing. So if you've ever wondered how those two things connected, I want you to go and listen to the brand new podcast miniseries that we created called The Simple Sales System for Photographers. Maybe you've heard me talk about The Simple Sales System before. Maybe you've even watched the masterclass that I used to offer. What I have created in this limited series podcast, it's just 10 episodes long, you can listen to the whole thing in less than 2 hours, is the most in-depth sort of look at the system that I have ever shared outside of my paid course. So inside this podcast, you will hear how it came to be that I needed to create a system, how I went about doing that, exactly what is involved in the system. And then you're going to hear from several other photographers about their experience using the system, so that you're getting a little bit more of a holistic look at how it works than just the way that I use it in my family photography business. Because the fact of the matter is, there are now thousands of photographers all over the world who are using this system to make more money in less time in their businesses, and I would love for you to be next on that list. So wherever you listen to podcasts, you can search The Simple Sales System for Photographers. You'll see the thing. You don't have to enter your email, anything else. You can just click to subscribe, binge the 10-part series, and then you're all set.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think the other side of that too is what I was talking about. You know, every photographer offers a different experience, and that experience will resonate differently to different customers. We worked with a photographer a while back and had some clients come in from Hong Kong, and they're coming for a pre-wedding shoot here in Canada. And it was pretty much the only reason they're coming here is they wanted to get their pre-wedding photos and go on a little bit of a vacation. And, you know, the photographer that they picked through the marketplace was somebody that it's like, his name is Marlboro. And he's this guy that like, he will, if you want the shot, he will do everything that it takes to get the shot. If we have to throw the dress up in the air like 100 times, we'll do it until we get the shot. Or if we have to, you know, stand and set up the studio lights and make sure we get that shot, like he's the man for you. And that's what they wanted. They wanted those really grand, picturesque, perfect photos. And that's what I always try to help photographers with. We run this business accelerator program. It's like first identifying what makes you different as a photographer, and then using that to try to find customers that that resonates with. And so you have some photographers that the experience is totally different. It's much more laid back. It's, I was talking with a photographer the other day. She said for the first half an hour of her shoot, she just sits on the grass with her clients and chats with them about their life. And that's how she makes sure that they're comfortable enough that she can capture them, you know, in a mindset where they're themselves. And that's a totally different experience, right? Than let's set up the studio lights and get the perfect shot. And I think it's important to be able to differentiate those. And as a customer, when I'm looking through those websites, if you can portray that in a clear way, then I can say, oh yeah, you're the photographer for me. That's exactly what I want. I want to book you. Or no, that's actually not what I'm looking for, and I'm going to move on and find someone else's work who I value more, that's more important to me.
Yeah. And as I was sort of mentioning to you before we hit the record button, you know, I completely agree with all of that. You really do have to show value. You have to connect with someone and make sure that it's the right fit. And for me, because I haven't built a software program that helps me with that, the best way that I know how to do that is really to get on the phone with someone first thing, so that before I'm throwing numbers at them, maybe I give them like a little bit of a, you know, here's what you can expect to pay, but I'm not telling them what that includes or anything like that, so that I have the opportunity to punch the roof of the RV and like show them this is why you want to book me versus someone else. So on this podcast, the people who listen and who have been around for a while will know that generally speaking, I recommend that you're getting on the phone with people. I'm super intrigued by the concept of automating that. And I find it a little tricky to wrap my head around, because I do think that one of the things that is different about photography, and I know, you know, everybody laughs about like, oh, you think your business is a special snowflake, but like, I do think that photography is different because we are not selling a widget. We're not selling like a, you know, it's obviously not a, there is a tangible product sort of, but so much of it is both a tangible product and an experience. And if both aren't working, then the whole thing can fail. And that is a hard thing to, I have automated as much in my business as I possibly have been able to figure out, but that part and making that right connection is tricky. So I'm curious what Focal is able to offer photographers in terms of like getting that information out and showing the value and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I think what you identified there is so important, that differentiation between the photos and the experience. Like they're two things, and it's like, how do you make an intangible thing tangible to a client? And I think maybe that's one of the hurdles that photographers sometimes run into, is they are guilty of trying to sell photos, not themselves and the experience, because that human connection is so important. And I guess what Focal tries to do is wrap that all up into a package that's tangible, that the customer can understand. You know, if you look at a photographer who has an investment guide, or their package is built with Focal, you know, it's laid out like a e-commerce product, like the way that a customer would, you know, find a, there is something they're used to, right? The layout. And for example, like say you're offering, we were just looking on this call before of this, we're looking at this glitter session. So it's a, I'll try to describe it. It's like a children's session in studio where the kids get to throw glitter in the air. And it's just all about them and capturing them and their childhood. And so when a photographer creates a package on Focal, you know, all the example photos are of that package. It talks about the experience that this photographer is talking about, how she uses biodegradable glitter, how she goes over the rules before to make sure they don't get glitter in their eyes and things like that. And she also uses a bit of Photoshop too to add some of the glitter so they aren't getting it in their eyes and things like that. And, you know, just that little description there, I think it offers a really rich description, and you can almost imagine what that experience would be like. And I think whether it's on the phone or whether it's on your website, I think it's just key to try to convey that story to the customer in a way that's, you know, digestible to them and that they can imagine it. So, and I think that provides, an immense amount of value to your work, in that you're not just selling photos now, you're selling this experience that the customer can imagine and they can value.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. You just made me think about, so
that's a lot to
unpack. I haven't thought about in a long time. When I was a junior in college, I think I had an internship for this was in the era of the like startup. So I graduated from college in 2001. And so I was working for a company called Reactive Search, and they were building one of the prototypical pieces of software where you would, so their big prototype was with a rug company, like an online rug vendor, whatever, where you would find a rug, or there would be a big page of rugs and you'd pick one and you'd say, show me more like this. And it would take you to a gallery that showed more like that. And it was basically narrowing it down, which is hilarious in retrospect, because at the time it was like, whoa, this is a great idea. And yes, it is a great idea, because now that's how everything works. Unfortunately, their company went bust and I was paid in stock options. So, but it is an interesting thing, because when you are searching on Google and you don't know what a glitter session is, I mean, maybe some people do, like I do find that, you know, clients are getting more and more educated all the time, thanks to things like Instagram and hashtag rabbit holes that they go down. And, you know, they know a lot of the lingo that they may not have known a long time ago. But if somebody sees something like a glitter session posted among the family sessions, you know, they may have been thinking one thing, but then they get, you know, that draws their eye.
Yeah.
And it is an interesting way to allow people to, both on the end user side, like the customer side, to learn a little bit more about what is out there in a more apples to apples way, while hopefully on the photographer side, have somebody find you for something that they may not have been specifically looking for.
I think that idea of like, you can't desire something until you see it, right? It's like, I use this example often of like walking into a store when the shelves are empty. And really what we're trying to do with Focal is help you stock your shelves so that you have things that customers can see and want. I think that is really powerful, because when a customer sees that, they're like, I never thought of that, but I would love to do that for my son or my daughter. And just being able to see it in this tangible format, I think conveys a lot of value and allows them to desire it, I guess.
Cool. Well, what's going on with the company these days? Are you guys expanding into different, I'm assuming that you kind of have to pick your geographic regions.
Yeah. So, obviously with COVID, it's been really difficult for everyone, but, so something that we did when COVID came around is we made the marketplace free, because originally we were just based sort of on the West Coast of Canada, and we started, offering actually some of our CRM and our package builder, investment guide builder, and our booking system as well as part of the free plan. So we've got photographers actually in the States now, in Tampa, Texas, all over, sort of using our platform just for their own business standalone. And then the cool thing is that, you know, if you're creating packages and using them for your own business, then they're going to show up on our marketplace as well. So that, you know, when COVID gets a little bit better and we have enough photographers in your area, then we can put some marketing juice behind that area and try to bring some more eyeballs onto what you offer, I guess. Yeah.
Very good.
So yeah, I guess to answer that question, we're signing up photographers like crazy in the US and also still in Canada. But
excellent. So tell my listeners where they can find out more and look into the marketplace for themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. If you go to bookfocal.com, and this is just off the top of my head now, but I think if you go to bookfocal.com, then go to, you know, for photographers, you'll be able to find a place to sign up for a demo. And actually, if you mention this podcast, we can give you a 3-month free subscription to our paid plan if you're interested in that.
Well, I will certainly link all of that in the show notes. And I appreciate you coming on. I mean, I have found this conversation to be a really interesting one because it is outside the norm of what the people that I'm usually interfacing with. But it's cool to kind of hear about it from the other side, if you will. And I'm very curious to see how things go for you. And we'll be keeping an eye on it and wishing you the best.
Thanks. I really appreciate that. It's been really nice chatting with you and it's cool. I think how we approach, helping photographers in different ways. I think your simple sales process is awesome too. And I know lots of photographers that use the model. So,
yeah, I think that I like my program. My system works well for me, but my overall goal is really to make sure that photographers are set up in such a way that their businesses work for them. And the more products and services that are out there that are feeding that, the better. And so I love seeing thoughtful, business-minded people providing solutions to photographers. I think it's great.
I think it's great.
All right. Well, Lachlan, have a great day and hopefully we'll see you again soon.
Absolutely. I'd love to chat anytime.
Well, that's it for this week's episode of This Can't Be That Hard. I'll be back same time, same place next week. In the meantime, you can find more information about this episode along with all the relevant links, notes, and downloads at thiscan'tbethathard.com/learn. If you like the podcast, be sure to hit the subscribe button. Even better, share the love by leaving a review in iTunes. And as always, thanks so much for joining me. I hope you have a fantastic week.